The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us this evening. We have a huge show tonight. We'll be hearing from the latest on the NASL situation from Commissioner Aaron Davidson. We'll also welcome back to the show Rhinos owner Rob Clark. We'll be joined by former Rhino great and the new assistant coach of the Western New York Flash, Scott Vallow. And our special guest is one of the most decorated players in U.S. soccer history, the new associate director of soccer for the New York Cosmos, Kobe Jones, will be joining us at the top of the hour. Mr. Zero Dick Howard's in Switzerland attending to FIFA duty, so he'll be back with us next week. And here with us now, though, is Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
How are you, Andrew? I'm just like the weather. I'm cold and my knee is bothering me, so I'm not in a very good mood today. From the warm weather of Miami that I wish we had in Rochester, we welcome to our show, our next guest.
Before we do that, though, we have a bit of news that came out this morning, which were actually 3:46 this afternoon. Really no surprise. We want to mention it. The U.S. men's national team was scheduled to play Egypt on February 9th in Cairo, obviously doing the terrible situation going on in the country of Egypt right now. The U.S. Has canceled that match. They will not play a match on February 9th. So we want to get that word out. And also, we're just coming over the wire right now is the big news out of at the end of the transfer window. Chelsea has taken from Liverpool, as purchased from Liverpool, Spanish international Fernando Torres in a deal reportedly worth £50 million. That's about $67 million in U.S. money. That is a big chunk of change. But Fernando Torres will be wearing the blue of Chelsea, and they play Liverpool very soon. So that should be a very interesting match, Joe. But unbelievable amounts of money.
The world of soccer has really changed nowadays with the money that is involved in it, and nearly I've been following all the transfer, and there's so many transfer that's out there. There's a lot of loan, there's a lot of clubs that are watching how they spend their money, but the rich clubs are the ones that are making the big buy, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they've already burned a Fernando Torres jersey and effigy outside of the Anfield, so obviously the Liverpool fans are not happy with this, but Chelsea is going to have a big new star up top to team with Drogba and Anelka, so we'll see how that works out. But let's get to our first guest. He is the commissioner of the North American Soccer League. Certainly man has been very busy these last couple of weeks. Aaron Davidson joined us, and Aaron's appearance is brought to you by New Way Auto Parts with 6 locations in the Rochester area. Aaron, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, thank you. It's a shame we got outbid by Chelsea for Torres, but that's how it goes.
I tell you, it's unbelievable the amount of money that's flowing around international soccer. But I know that you're not really focused on the international game right now. You're focused here in North America on the NASL, and obviously there's been a lot of things happening in the last couple weeks with U.S. soccer revoking the temporary sanctioning of the league, and now, as far as I understand, you can correct me if I'm wrong, a new proposal, a new request has been made by yourself and your groups to have that reconsidered by U.S. soccer. Can you tell us first what happened with the revoking of the original sanction? Why was that done specifically?
Well, I think when you say it's a new proposal, I think that's perfect. The perfect way to set up what I was going to tell you. I think it's not really a new proposal. The reality is it's been, I think everyone needs to understand, with USSF, it's a relationship there, and it takes time to change the structure of soccer. And that's what we've been doing the last 4 years. We've been changing the structure of soccer. We need a strong, stable second division where we have some continuity and the right owners around the table. So it's not really a new proposal. It's just supplementing the information they had from the last one that we turned in. And so it's a dynamic process. When they laid down the new standards, all the teams had to live up to them. And that doesn't happen overnight. We all had to make sure we get our letters of credit in, and the Federation asked for those letters of credit to be joint and several, which means that you probably read this a little bit in the press. I've spoken to quite a few media. It means that the letters of credit that each team put up are actually jointly several. They're able to be tapped if any one team has financial issues. So, for example, if one team ends up having debts in excess of $750,000, a letter of credit for that team, the rest of the team's letters of credit are tapped pro rata. So again, that's sort of that's the notion that we've always been about as a league. We've always said it was all for one and one for all. Some owners, and with all due respect to Rob Clark, it was always more about Rochester than the league, and he always had major issues with the whole notion of a letter of credit. But you know what? If we're trying to build a stable league of equal teams, we have to do that.
Well, Mr. Clark, Joe Sirianni here. Pertaining to the team that Traffic will support, you got Miami, you got Carolina, you got Minnesota and Atlanta. Am I correct that Traffic will own those teams outright?
Well, look, obviously it's not a situation we would all love to be in, but we it's always been about a vision and a mission for Traffic and trying to stabilize second division. We really see a huge opportunity for this country's players to develop from the ground up. And this is the league it's going to happen in. So as we look to stabilize and we ask the Federation for higher standards, and certain owners, again, didn't want to live up to those standards or couldn't meet them. So in order to really launch this league in a meaningful fashion, Traffic has had to do what some owners did in MLS. We've had to assume ownership of additional teams. We own the Strikers 100%. We now own Atlanta majority. But the founding owner of Atlanta, Boris Yerkunica, who's very well known in the community, he founded the Atlanta Silverbacks, owns an indoor facility there. He's our local partner, and he's running it day-to-day with his management there. Carolina, again, an unfortunate situation, but just a classic case of someone who just honestly grew disenchanted with the way this was, the soccer was evolving in this country, and had enough and said, I'm out. But his local minority partner, Dr. Singh, has graciously stepped up with Traffic. So Traffic owns the majority of Carolina with Dr. Singh locally, and improved management staff there with a Curtis Johnson, who came there, former GM of the Kansas City Wizards. So to make it very clear, Traffic owns the Strikers 100%, the majority of Atlanta, the majority of Carolina with local partners, and the Minnesota team, which has been around for 21 consecutive years under different names, but 21 consecutive years of pro soccer, is owned by the league.
Tell us about what the involvement of Joey Saputo is, especially after this year when the Impact go to MLS in 2012. Is he going to stay involved in the North American Soccer League, or is he going to basically step away and concentrate on Major League Soccer?
I think that's one of the more one of the better indicators of what this whole movement's been about. I mean, there have been times you can imagine where there have been a couple minutes at least where I've been ready to throw in the towel over the last 4 years. But when you've got a guy of the stature of Greg Kerfoot in Vancouver and Joey Saputo in Montreal, who could have simply said, you know what, let's play out USL until we go MLS, and out of principle, they didn't, and they continue. And Greg Kerfoot continues to be active with us in Vancouver. And Joey Saputo obviously is playing this season, but he made some statements to the press today, which you'll see later from us, where he specifically states that, number one, he will not play lower than second division this year. He can't. All the commitments he's made locally, we've made as a league, we will not play anything other than second division. And number two, something that I think is very indicative of what this has all been about. He has set up two separate management teams in Montreal, one to run the Montreal Impact going to MLS, and one to run the Montreal Impact maintaining a team in another market in NASL. So if that doesn't show true commitment to what this league's about and why he and most MLS teams believe that this league will be critical to the growth of MLS and soccer in this country, I don't know what does.
Mr. Davidson, you know, I go back a little bit to the North American Soccer League days when, you know, the North American Soccer League was almost defunct and Rochester came into the bean and we sort of saved the league at that time. And, you know, throughout the years, what did the league in was the travel cost and the travel expense and the players and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, when the Cosmo came into being, you know, the money got higher and higher. My question to you is this, you know, you're a soccer guy, you've been in soccer all your life. Traffic is an organization that controls player and builds players, and you know, and you market, it's a marketing firm that markets players, developing markets players. Now my question to you is this, is in the years to come, okay, taking in consideration that you're going to be granted whatever needs to be granted to operate as a league, how do you view the progress and the sustainability of their league, taking in consideration player salaries, travel costs, and all the associated costs that goes into running a league?
Well, look, we all recognize that we're still in a fledgling sport in this country, and that one of the biggest revenues around the world in soccer is missing in this country, which is TV. We don't get paid for TV. MLS doesn't get paid enough for television either. So is it easy? No. When you bring up travel costs, it is a significant difference to be in a regional bus league, as USL wants to build, versus a national league. But from a perception standpoint, and if you're trying to recruit the best players in this country under MLS, they want to be in a real league where you're flying around. And frankly, the bottom line to your budget, the difference, if you're running $2 to $3 million budgets as we run in NASL, is below 5% the effect on your budget. So if you're an owner who's going to have a major issue with a 5% variance in your budget because of flights over bus rides, you're just not cut out to be in second division anymore. It's just a reality. Well, we need a strong second division. We need owners who can pay the bills. And we hope that together with MLS, we continue to break those glass ceilings in TV and in sponsorship and start breaking through to the general market and monies that we haven't had before. And frankly, you've heard it all before about traffic. You mentioned the whole player development thing. I do believe that we're close to getting some significant monies into this country for player transfers again. So we've got to develop those players in this country. And I think if we bring that money back into our game, our teams and our soccer will improve.
Do you believe that the cost per team, I mean, the anticipated cost that you may incur, you know, throughout the year to operate the league, is going to be anywhere from $1 million to $2 million loss a year? And if there is the case, are you as traffic repair to, you know, to fork off, you know, to incur like an $8 million loss per year for four teams?
No, we're not. Our losses in our league are not that high. By the way, the Carolina Railhawks, I believe, are the next team after Montreal, and then San Antonio, the way they've started out, which will break even in our league. I really do. I mean, Carolina's sponsorship base was unbelievable. They hadn't sold any tickets. They never really had a dedicated ticket sales team. So today, I really believe they're the next team in line after Montreal to break even, make some money, along with San Antonio. Our losses are usually shy of $1 million. But look, you had a Rochester team, which I still don't understand to this day why they've decided to drop the third division, that was close to breaking even this past season.
Let's not focus on Rochester, and let's focus on the NASL here, if we could.
I appreciate that. This is not a criticism of them. This is actually a compliment. They were close to breaking even this season in second division with national flights. That's what I think that Rochester, in a lot of respects, set the standard, correct? So
definitely.
What I'm saying is I don't know if we're that far off as teams as we ratchet up second division, because no one's telling us in the standards we have to spend more money. They're just requiring higher-end owners in our league, and that's what we want as well. So what I'm saying is Rochester set that standard in a lot of respects with Montreal, with Vancouver, and with Portland. So I don't think, to the question that was asked, that we're going to be losing north of $1 million a year as teams. We shouldn't be.
Well, we're running out of time here, but I do want to mention ask you one thing. How's your wife doing? I know you're expecting your second child very soon, probably within the next few days. So how are things going on that front?
You know what? This whole NASL TOA process has always been marked by sort of destiny in a way. My first daughter was born on the eve of an owner's meeting here in Miami, and I went to the hospital, had the baby, came out the next morning, ran to lead the meeting. And yes, my wife, so I appreciate the question. She's due. We were due February 24th, but I think the baby's going to come a little early. And maybe it'll come just in time for sanctioning at the USSF AGM. And if I can't make it, we have a lot of leaders around the table who are going to pull this thing through. So I appreciate the question. We're really excited, and that's what life's about.
We could be born on Valentine's Day too, so that'd be nice as well. Just to have a newborn baby, and this time of year is always a great thing. But Aaron, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. We're certainly going to be keeping an eye on the news wires and see what's going to happen regarding the North American Soccer League. Thanks very much for being on the show, and Dan, best of luck to you and your family.
Thanks for everything you guys do, Joe. Look forward to seeing you down here soon, eh?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Aaron. Bye-bye. Aaron Davidson, the commissioner of the North American Soccer League here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will hear, I guess, the other side of the story. We'll hear from Rhinos owner Rob Clark, and I'm sure he'll talk about what some of the things Aaron mentioned. Also, we'll talk more about what's going to be happening this summer. It's going to be a very busy summer at Rhino Stadium with three teams playing there. We'll talk to Rob about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Siriani. Don't forget, top of the hour, it's former U.S. international Kobe Jones will be joining us, and we'll talk about the New York Cosmos, and later on, Rochester's own Scott Vallow, former Rhino now. He retired from the Rhinos just last week, and now he is the new coach of Marta and the rest of the members of the Mets of New York Flash, specifically focusing on the goalies, of course. But right now, we're going to be joined by Rhinos owner Rob Clark. We're very happy to have Rob back on the show. It's been a while. Rob's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Don't forget, you get your season tickets by calling 454. Kick season's right around the corner. Rob, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Robin. First thing I want to say right off the bat is one thing that Mr. Davidson said that is totally incorrect, and I want you to, you know, you're going to corroborate that, I'm sure. The USL Pro League, most of the games are going to be done via flight. It's not going to be a bus league by any stretch of the imagination, especially for the Rhinos, especially for Los Angeles. They're going to have to fight every away match, as will Antigua. So, I mean, there's certainly going to be mostly flying on the for the USL Pro. That was not correct, and I wanted to get that out there right away. But Rob, give us your thoughts on. I'm sure you were listening to what we just heard, so I want you to give you a chance to give your side of the story, like it is on.
Yeah.
You know, other
well,
networks.
First of all, I just want to, on a personal note, wish Aaron and his wife well. I know they're due for their second baby soon, so I hope that goes really well for Aaron. You know, the root of the problem always has been, and maybe I haven't articulated this, was a joint and several bond. Just doesn't make any sense to me financially. And obviously, you know, we have probably more to lose in Rochester than arguably any other team besides Montreal. So, you know, the notion that I can play next year, you know, do my thing, probably make money because we are due to start making some money, which will be nice for once. and then a team in, you know, this is just a random team. Let's just say Carolina comes back and they don't finish the season and they start dipping into letters of credit and I do things right and they all of a sudden hit my letter of credit for $500,000-$700,000. I've always said, is that, number one, is that fair? Number two, I'm not going to do it because I'm not analyzing what teams come in. So if I don't have a hand, basically they want me to guarantee a loan for some gentleman that I don't know. And, you know, I'm just not going to do that. It's just crazy.
Well,
I can't imagine
banking,
doing it, and I never would do it.
Considering your banking experience, I mean, it sounds like, you know, that's something that comes right out of the banking industry. I mean, if you're working in a bank, you're not going to guarantee somebody else's loan if you don't know who they are or what their situation is. I guess from the USL point of view, I remember back in a few years ago, and maybe it was run differently back then, but when teams like the Edmonton Aviators or the California Jaguars or teams like that that would fold during the season, the league would actually pick up that team and play them out through the season, but there was no monies that were taken from the other teams to do that. That was directly from the league, if I remember my history correct. Is that how you understood it?
Yeah, you know, it's a very, you know, the NASL situation, and this isn't a negative for them, it's just a very awkward situation right now, you know, and there's, obviously I really admire Aaron's passion for it and things like that, but, you know, I always looked at it as, you know, it's a very, very high-stakes poker game, and I just wasn't interested in playing it and possibly losing the Rhinos or the stadium over, you know, some team in St. Louis or Baltimore or something that I don't have any control over. You know, I that's not something I want to put our fans through, and it's just too risky to me. It's really that's the bottom line of it right there.
Actually, this is Joe Siriani. Rob, how are you? I think the step that you guys made, you and Pat and the coach, to approach, you know, the future of the Rhinos in a very concrete and basic way, you know, to make the Rhino an organization that, just like you said, may stand the chance of making money. I think that's the right approach. Everyone has to look after their own house, so to speak, and that's what you guys did. And I admire you for doing that. You know, the question that I posed to Mr. Davidson was, what happened to the league? What happened to to the future of the league. And actually, he didn't respond to that. But I am the opinion that the Pro League is going to be a successful entity. It's going to be a successful season for the Rhinos. And, you know, we're looking forward to fill the stadium up with people and helping the organization get better and better. Because, if you make money, you buy better players. You know, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's something that I don't think a lot of people understand. And I actually didn't even know it was public, but obviously Aaron made it public, so that's great. So, but you know, the joint guarantees is just, you know, that's I quite frankly, I don't know anybody that would do that. And obviously, there's seven or eight people that are doing it. So, you know, they play a little more poker than I do, and I just wasn't interested in it, given the different things that happened last year, and you know, teams folding left and right, and you know, some dishonorable people having, you know, started franchises that fold. And that's again, it doesn't have anything to do with the NASL or the USL or anything. It's just a fact of all the individual franchises last year, and what was left of some of the scraps of what happened is just too chaotic for me. And you know, the Rhinos have been around for a long time, and we're rebuilding our success, and I'm not going to derail that by having to write a $750,000 check to, you know, some new team that I don't know the owner and I don't know its finances.
That's certainly, I mean, you got to minimize risk, especially in a environment such as this with our economy not doing that well. And let's talk about something positive, Rob. Let's talk about, you guys are going to be busy at the stadium practically every weekend from the beginning of May all the way through Labor Day, because we've got the Rhinos, the Flash, and the Rattlers playing at the stadium this summer. How are you guys preparing for obviously it's going to be a very busy year for you guys down at the stadium?
Yeah, no, I mean, things are, you know, assuming all three teams carry themselves and do well, I think in all aspects the stadium will hit a home run, so to speak, and you know, will basically be at full use capacity. And I think it's a huge victory for the city of Rochester if everything pans out and all three teams are successful. You know, that's what it was intended for. And ultimately, were there a lot of road bumps and roadblocks along the way? Yes, but at the end of the day, I think it'll hopefully have a happy ending story, and you know, everybody will do well this year.
Well, I'm excited with the signing that the new Flash team has made with Marta. She's certainly going to bring a lot of people to the stadium, I would imagine.
Yeah, how about that, huh? That was that's a head turner. So they're really making a name for themselves, and that's great.
Now, Robert, we had Pat on a couple weeks ago. We talked about the ticket situation with the Flash are going to be doing their ticket sales through the Rhinos office for local purposes. Is there any news on how that's going to work? Is there going to be some kind of combined ticket package for the two teams, or maybe even the Rattlers thrown in there? How's that going to work? Has that been settled yet?
No, I think we're still working on it, but, you know, obviously we're going to work with the Flash and help them get off the ground, and they'll be utilizing our staff heavily for a lot of operations, and, you know, hopefully, you know, everybody makes out. So, I'm not too familiar yet if their season ticket packages have been developed. I haven't really talked at length with Pat yet about a, you know, some kind of dual season ticket. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you see something like that come out. And then, obviously, with the Rattlers as well, we're out selling as much as we can right now to hit our magic number for year one for season ticket holders.
Well, it's going to be a great year. I was saying this could be probably the best year for the stadium and the best year for soccer in Rochester in many, many years with all of these, the Rhinos and the Flash and the Ravens. Don't want to forget them. They're going to be playing too. So lots of great soccer here in town. A great time at the stadium too. And hopefully, I guess for me personally, I'm hoping to see a big friendly come up, maybe with an MLS team or an international team. Is there any news on that yet?
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of people don't know this. Our season ticket package is 15 games. I think some people thought it was 12 games, but it is a 15-game pack. I've noticed that come up a lot, which was a little surprising, but obviously we need to tighten up our message. But we're also looking at hosting the USL All-Star Game, which is making a comeback. And, you know, I think they're working hard at trying to secure a major international friendly to play the All-Star team. And obviously we're excited about the potential of hosting that event. That'll be a nice twist there. That hasn't been totally worked out or announced yet, but I know they're working hard at trying to shore that up.
Rob, I think I can speak for Joe and myself that I would highly recommend you guys push for an Italian team to play in Rochester,
be nice.
Because you would sell the place out. It doesn't matter what team it is. You get an Italian team in here, you'll pack the place, believe me. So, Rob, we want to thank you for being on the show. We certainly invite you to come on anytime you want, whenever there's any news with the Rhinos, with the ticket side or the player signings or when camp starts, anytime you want, you're always welcome to come on the show.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Rob Clark, the owner of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by one of the all-time greats in U.S. soccer history, the Associate Director of Soccer for the New York Cosmos. Kobe Jones will join us here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and News Power 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HanAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Well, This is really appropriate. Yes, listen to the lyrics.
I want to be part of the Cosmo in New York.
I tell you what. Well, Joe, you and you were close with the Cosmos organization back in the old NASL days, and we play them every year here in Rochester. I know there's many people in town who are following the new Cosmos, and they're getting ready for what may be coming very soon, and we'll see what happens.
Well,
but,
well let me tell you, you know, the day of the Cosmo in the North American Soccer League really bring a lot of good memories. You know, I remember playing them in the Giant Stadium. I remember them in Rochester, Quinalla, Pelé, whatever, you know, and all the players, all the great players in the world played for the Cosmo.
Even though Beckenbauer Carl Hauter Stadium, a potato patch.
But, you know, it brings pleasure to my heart that the Cosmo logo is back again in circulation and the progress that they're making, you know, to revive once, you know, the entity that was so great long ago.
Well, one of the gentlemen who's going to be doing that certainly is our next guest. He had the most caps in the history of the U.S. men's national team, 164 appearances for the red, white, and blue, played in 3 World Cups, and was one of the all-time great players in MLS history. Now the Associate Director of Soccer for the New York Cosmos. Very happy to have with us Kobe Jones, and Kobe's appearance is brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, where you can get all your Rochester Lancers gear from the NASL days. 248-2650 is the phone number. Kobe, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, Kobe, have you been snowboarding yet?
Have I been snowboarding yet? Yeah. Now, how would you know that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think that you're in New York. Am I correct?
Well, I haven't been back to New York when all those major storms hit yet, but I plan to be there soon.
I think you're playing it smart, Kobe. You're staying out in beautiful California while we get all this horrible snow up here, I tell you.
There is another storm coming, so be careful when you come back to Rochester.
I might not be able to make it in.
Yeah,
you have to do everything by telecommuting. But Toby, I tell you, it's great to see the Cosmos coming back, because it means so much to so many people in this country who followed the team back in the day with the great players and the name. Everybody in the world knew who the Cosmos were, and now the organization is back. Tell us about how you came to be part of the team, and tell us about working in very near future with Eric Cantona. Talk about a name in soccer. What a name he is.
Well, obviously, I got into the Cosmos organization. I was approached a while ago by Terry Byrne, quite some time ago, that I had established a relationship with my time with the Los Angeles Galaxy, and we had a great rapport, you know, over the time that he was there and I was there with Los Angeles. And he's part of the Cosmos now, and as that relationship grew, he approached me about the opportunity of coming to work with the Cosmos. And as we all know here, it's such a great, you know, storied club. You know, I couldn't pass up that opportunity to be a part of something as the reemergence of such a storied franchise. You know, as for working with the great Eric Cantona, as you said, you know, I think it's going to be something special. You know, Eric's knowledge and experience in the EPL, his knowledge of European soccer and everything, is going to be nothing but a help, you know, for this club and organization. And you pair that up with my knowledge of the American game, and you get us together, and I think we're going to have a very tough, as we go forward over the next few years, but a very exciting job to do as we prepare this team for the future, you know, to play the highest levels of soccer within the United States.
Kobe, just tell us a little bit, if you will, you know, the short plan, you know, the short-term plans and the long-term plans. I mean, can you tell us a little bit what the short-term plans are as well as the long-term plans, you know, what you guys intend to do?
Right now, the short-term plans with the Cosmos, you know, we're trying to organize ourselves and establish a style of play, and basically get the academies going, get the style of play. You know, this is what Eric and I are working on, get the style of play within the club from the youth level all the way to the top. As we develop the club at the highest levels, we want to have one style of play, if it is the 4-3-3, you know, have everyone playing that throughout the club and the organization and all our academies, you know, and have everyone have the same philosophy, you know, moving forward. The long term, it's to establish ourselves at the highest levels of football or soccer in this country, you know, where that falls, you know, be that as it may, wherever it falls, you know, we want to be, you know, in the right spot at the right time. Of course, we would love to be within the MLS, you know, and we want to position ourselves the right way. So if we are offered the, you know, the opportunity to come into the MLS in the future, we're ready and prepared for it.
Well, that's obviously the what's been talked about with Don Garber, Kobe, that he wants a second team in New York. Every other major league, sporting league, has the four, at least two teams in New York. NHL actually has three teams in the New York area.
Right.
But obviously, that's something that Don Garber wants. I guess the major question that's always come up with the Cosmos is where would they play? Has been any talk about a possibility of building a new stadium in the New York City area proper to have the Cosmos call home?
Well, yeah, I heard it's going to be right in Central Park.
That'd be great.
No, I'm joking, obviously. But, you know, obviously our goals are to get a stadium, you know, that we can play in, call it home, you know, for the future, for the highest levels of soccer for us. And, you know, like you said, there are talks going on, you know, with the higher-ups within the club and organization, with the MLS and, you know, a variety of other sources to see what they can do to make things happen.
We're with Kobe Jones, the Associate Director of Soccer for the New York Cosmos, plus, of course, one of the most decorated players in U.S. soccer history. Kobe, what is the buzz in New York now for the Cosmos, knowing there was a big banner up in the billboard in Times Square with Mr. Cantona and the logo of the Cosmos, very prominent there? What's been happening in the New York City area? Are the fans, soccer fans, beginning to get excited about the return of the Cosmos?
Well, I think it's very appropriate. You know, I mean, this is a big club and a big organization. This is something special that a lot of people remember, the storied history in the past and the glamour and the glitz of New York City. You know, everyone knows New York City is the media capital of the world, and to have a blitz like we've had right now is very important, I think, to establish ourselves, you know, once again, that we're coming back, you know, that we're going to make a big splash, and we want everybody to know about it, not only within New York, but the whole United States and all around the world.
Well, you know, going back to your playing career a little bit, and there is a gentleman that you've been associated with that I call him a brother of mine, Dev Serkin. Can you, we're both short, by the way, you know. When we stand next to each other, we can probably kiss without bending or whatever. So, but the reality of the thing that I would like you to ask your association with Dave, how has it been, and what's your experience with him?
Dave's a great man, you know. It's been a great experience, you know, being a coach with Dave over these past few years. I've learned a lot from him. You know, he has a lot of coaching experience, you know, throughout, you know, the college level, professional level, coaching in Chicago and in L.A. now. It was great. I'll tell you one thing, as you probably know, great sense of humor. Unbelievable sense of humor. And he taught me a lot about the game, but also how to interact, you know, with the players, which I think is another important part.
He is a people person, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is, Joe. I think we had Dave Serkin on our show many times. Of course, he's a former member of the Rochester Lancers. That's how Joe met him, and he's originally from the Rochester area as well. So
right.
We're very proud of him and all the guys who are from Rochester that are involved with MLS in one way or another. But I want to ask you, Kobe, you're a California guy. You were raised in California. You played at UCLA. You were at the Galaxy for so many years. For you personally, how is it changing from the California lifestyle and anticipation of being in the Big Apple, where obviously it's much different than California?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that much of a change, you know, for me. A lot of people, you know, like say that I'm a California guy, you know, that's, I grew up in California, and, you know, I spent most of my career in California, but I did live overseas, you know, for quite a bit. And I like to think of myself as, you know, someone that represents the whole United States. You know, I like to look at my national team career, You know, so for me, you know, going to New York is another opportunity. You know, to go from a major city on the West Coast to the biggest city on the East Coast. You know, I think this is something special. It's something that I couldn't pass up. And to be in New York, you know, I think it's going to take me a little while to get used to it. You know, you guys have those big storms coming in right now, you know. It's a little different, but I'm sure I'll be able to handle it.
Well, Kobe, you got to bring a lot of warm clothes and a shovel.
Exactly. I'll be able to use all those winter clothes that I never really use when I'm out here in California.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Kobe, I want to ask you one more thing. I looked up something. I saw something on the internet. Of course, 95% of what's on there isn't true, but I want to ask you, is it true that you were known by the name Il Escobillon, which is translated from Spanish to the swab? Is that true?
Translated as what?
it said the swab, SWAB. Is that because of your dreadlocks?
You know what? You're going to have to let me know where you found that on the internet. I have never heard of that before. You know, that's something interesting and different.
It said from the 1995 Copa America is where it's the Spanish fans were calling you that because of your dreadlocks. So
that could be a possibility. You know, it doesn't surprise me. I had a, to be honest, a pretty good tournament in the Copa America down there, and I got a lot of recognition, you know, for good and bad, I'm sure, you know, so if that is one of their nicknames for me, fair enough.
That was the year we played Argentina in the semifinal or the final, is that right? We beat Argentina, I believe, that year.
Yeah, we beat Argentina 3-0 in that tournament, you know, and I think there was a lot of upset Argentinians there since we were playing in Uruguay, so... You know, who knows? I know that my nickname was like the broom at one point. I don't know how you say it in Spanish. You know, down there.
How do you say the broom in Italian, Joe?
La scopa.
Well, Kobe, we want to thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you on. We're certainly going to be watching. I'm on the Facebook fan group of the Cosmos. I used to get all the news from them, so I'll be keeping an eye out what's going on. But we'd love to have you back on again when news comes out about the Cosmos and talk about what's going on with the team. And when, you know, if that announcement does come sometime this year about MLS, we certainly, you know, we're looking forward to that, and we'd love to have you on again in the future. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, no problems. I'd love to come back and keep you guys updated. All right.
Enjoy the sun.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Kobe Jones here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, a true gentleman and a great ambassador for the game. Speaking of an ambassador of the game, our next guest on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass certainly does that locally, and now he's going to be expanding out to Western New York as the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash. Former Rhino keeper Scott Ballett will join us next here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Dave Ferrick, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Imagine cleaning out your car and finding hundreds of dollars worth of change hidden in the seats. That's the feeling you can get when you change your car insurance to Allstate. People who did saved an average of $348 a year. Change is good. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni here. Very happy to be with you on this cold Monday night. Again, for all you people locally, be sure to keep an eye on the weather. It's going to get pretty nasty out there over the next couple days. So stay at home, watch some soccer. There's going to be some EPL matches happening this week. So definitely check those out on your favorite soccer channel. And Joe, I know you're not too happy about what happened with Juventus.
No.
What are you going to do?
Let me tell you, I don't even want to talk about it because I think Juventus needs to be revamped from the bottom, you know, from the bottom up or the top down. I really don't understand what's happened with them. It seemed like all those high price player, or you know, that they're not able to perform anymore. But the loss that you know, three loss in a row, just unbelievable.
I know. Well, Chelsea and Everton tied 1-1, so Dick and I can still remain friends. By the way, Dick Howard will be back with us next Monday night. He's in Zurich, Switzerland right now attending meetings at FIFA. We'll get all the latest FIFA news from Dick on next week's show. And we'll also try to also have somebody on from U.S. Soccer to talk about this whole situation with the North American Soccer League and the sanctioning. We'll try to give I'll give a couple guys a call over there. But right now, we're very happy to have with us a gentleman who is made us all proud as fans of the Rochester Rhinos over the past decade, and now he's moved on in his to start his coaching career with the Western New York Flash. We're very happy to have with us Scott Vallow, and Scott's appearance is brought to you by Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, where you can put your company logo on a fresh donut. The number is 288-5555. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, so I'm retired now, so I get my segment sponsored by a donut company. I see how it works.
Well, hey, you know, I got to rotate all of our sponsors, so that would happen to be next in the rotation.
Yeah.
But we want to congratulate you, Scott, on your new appointment with the Western New York Flash, and obviously that means, you know, the outdoor career is come to an end. But tell us about when did you make the decision to actually hang up the boots?
Well, you know, obviously it's a decision that wasn't taken very lightly. It took you know, quite a bit of time and, you know, conversations with, you know, several people to kind of come to this conclusion. I would say probably, you know, after Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, kind of the new year rolled around and, you know, just probably a couple months, to be honest with you. But it definitely wasn't a decision that was taken very lightly. I don't think the decision was made because I don't think I can play anymore. I definitely had an opportunity to play. And it's just some other things that kind of popped up that were a little bit more intriguing to me that I'm gonna choose to put my time and effort and resources into those ventures. So just time for me to move on. Nothing earth shattering, but just time to move on.
Well, you know, to correct Andrew, you really didn't hang up the boots. You just put the boots on in a different position, because now you're gonna be a goalie coach, and you still gotta kick the ball. You still gotta use your expertise. And you still got to stay informed, because that's a requirement. You know, you got to live by example. So your playing career is not really ended. It's just going in a different direction.
Absolutely. You know, I just, apart from being a 12-year pro, I also have a USSFB license, which is the second highest badge you can have in this country. And, you know, I was a goalkeeper coach at Niagara University for 2 years. So I've been the director of a youth club in Rochester for about 3 years now, the Cobras FC. So I've got a little bit of coaching experience, but I'm looking forward to, you know, using everything I have with the playing experience and the technical education, and trying to put that to work for the Flash, and just do the best I can. And you know, anybody that knows me knows that I'll put 100% into it and try to make that venture, you know, do as best as I can.
You know, For the past years, you've been the face of the Rhinos. You've been the most recognizable player, you know, for the Rhinos in all respect. You're known in the community, and you did a lot of camps and a lot of appearances. It must have been really difficult, you know, to leave the organization, you know, and a lot of achievement you've been had with them. So, what is your really feeling pertaining to, you know, leaving the organization that you've been so successful with?
Well, there's no question that I bleed green and gold. You know, that's the Rhinos have been my club for 9 years, and you know, although I played in Dallas for a couple years and Colorado for a couple years, I never really got to, you know, stake a claim at either one of those clubs. So, the Rochester Rhinos is where I've you know, been able to call home. And you know, my wife and I made a commitment to Rochester 5 years ago. And, you know, when this decision came up, it wasn't like I was going to leave the Rhinos and go play for another team or anything like that. But it was definitely a difficult decision. And, you know, it's tough, man. I've gone through the entire spectrum of emotions. I was really angry for a while. Then I was really sad for a long time. And, you know, I've kind of come, I was jealous and envious for a long time, and then now I'm finally happy. And I think that's just kind of you know, the perspective that I've had my whole career is, you know, try to figure out where we go from here and always look at the bright side of things. And you know, I think that's probably what's been able to lead me to a 12-year professional career.
Scott, obviously the Flash have been in the news probably worldwide over the past week with the signing of Marta, the five-time FIFA World Player of the Year, an absolute magician with the ball. I guess a female magician is still called a magician. But what are your thoughts on her being on the Flash? And I got to ask you, you think you might be in goal when she might be practicing penalty kicks? Would that be something you might be interested in testing your skills against Marta?
She'll probably embarrass me, I'm guessing. But, you know, obviously five-time FIFA World Player of the Year, two-time league MVP. I mean, the best player on the planet right now. You know, it's going to be a very exciting time to be at a Buffalo Flyer or Western New York Flash game to see what she can do. I'm curious. Everyone else is curious. You know, but it's an exciting opportunity for youth soccer players in this area to come out and see, you know, like you said, a magician on the ball and learn from a player like that. I mean, Marta can create her own chances. When she's got the ball at her feet, she's able to dribble and take people on. She can take shots from distance. She can flick balls. She's a very, very dangerous player, and I'm glad she's on our team. So it should be a great opportunity. As far as taking penalty kicks against her, I don't know if that's something my ego can take.
Well, she's played in friendlies with men, so I know obviously where they were not really competitive, but still, I mean, she's any Brazilian. I mean, she's one of those Brazilian players who can do magic with the ball, whether it be free kicks or dribbling or whatever she does. I'm looking forward to seeing her play, and it's going to be a great season. And talking to Rob Clark earlier, we got the Flash, the Rhinos, and the Rattlers playing at the stadium this summer. It's going to be a great summer for sports and Rochester, especially at the stadium. And I know you're going to be there with the Flash on the bench. I'm sure you'll get a huge ovation when you're announced at the home opener, whenever that is scheduled. Hopefully we'll know that pretty soon. Do you have any idea about the schedule? Have you heard anything about when that might be announced at this point?
All I know is just when our first game is, but the rest of the schedule I was told is going to be released in the next couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. Obviously 9 home games, you know, 9 away games is the plan for the season, but the schedule is not released yet. It's to be announced. But either way, like I said, it's going to be an exciting ticket to get. Hopefully, you know, Rochester fans appreciate this opportunity to get out there and watch, you know, women's professional soccer at the highest level. I think the standard is going to be a lot higher than people are expecting. We just had the combine last week, and you know, quite frankly, not too many of those girls will even be invited into preseason camp, much less have an opportunity to make the team. The standard is that high. So it's really exciting, man. I'm looking forward to the new opportunity. Obviously, there's a connection with Aaron Lyons, one of my old teammates, who's the head coach and, you know, the boss out there. And he's done great things with the W League team when they were the Buffalo Flash, and looking forward to putting a stamp on the WPS team. I mean, the ownership group has made a tremendous commitment to bringing in good players, to bringing in a good staff, and you know, they're going to really make a run at at trying to win this thing. I mean, I don't think it's something that they're going to be happy just being a part of the program. We're looking to be competitive and to try to win this year.
Well, Scott, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it. We'd love to have you on again in the near future when we get the schedule out. And congratulations, and we all wish you all the best in your new venture. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Tell your fans to keep supporting soccer in Rochester.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Scott Fowle here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. We want to thank Scott, Aaron Davidson, Rob Clark, Kobe Jones, and also Teresa Tran from the Cosmos for helping us out tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo with the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday for Soccer is Kicking the Grass, 6:30 p.m. on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.